Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Mark Zorro back with another edition of the Plan Vision Podcast. When I do my podcasts, I have to write them out. I have to do an outline, and that helps me stay on topic and try to be as clean as possible as I go through that. But I'm not doing this. I'm not going to do that for this one. I'm just going to go through a brochure I got in the mail this morning. I went and got the mail this morning, and I get these pretty regularly, and I'll just read this. I don't even know how long this is going to take. I'm not going to read it, but I'm going to make some comments on it. I don't know how long this is going to take. Probably pretty short, but dinner's on us at a nice restaurant here where I live in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. And the topic is unveiling true fiduciary financial planning. So there's going to be, the advisory firm is acknowledging that there is some dispute over what is real fiduciary financial planning. It's nice to know I was cordially invited at this nice restaurant. And by the way, this is not just another seminar. This is literally what it says. This is not another seminar touting, in quotes, buy my favorite financial product. Is anybody not onto this? What is the result of this? They're going to buy you dinner. You're going to come in and are you not going to buy a financial product? Of course you are. They got three different times. I could do it the 11th, the 16th, the 23rd, 6 p.m. Now, I said that I'm invited to this. Actually, I'm really not invited. No kids can come, agents or brokers. Now, I'm not an agent or a broker. I'm an advisor. I guess I technically could go, but they don't want me here. And by the way, if you're married, please bring your spouse. We don't want to do this whole spiel to somebody and then they didn't bring their spouse who doesn't want to buy our favorite financial product. And the way it's set up here is that you get to enjoy your complimentary meal immediately after the presentation. So we're letting you know right now, we have to do the presentation first. We're not going to give you the meal and then do the presentation. And I'm wondering I've never done one of these before, by the way. Of course I wouldn't. But do people actually get the meal and then just leave? Is that why they have to do it first? I suppose. Of course, over on the right-hand side, they have the picture of the dinner. It's a special event, even though we get these once a week. And here, of course, yeah, you got it right. Here's what they have to say. Due to the popularity of this event, reservations will fill up fast and seating is limited for the comfort of our guests. So reserve yours today. That's so they know whether or not they're going to need to cancel it. And then if you don't want to do the group thing, you can request a one-on-one appointment. It's very nice looking. It's got to cost some money to produce this thing. Here's what they're going to go into. And in this informative class, the difference between true fiduciary advisory planning and financial product peddling, okay? How subtle nuances in Social Security and IRA tax laws can make a major difference in your total income. I'm going to scare people about that. How to optimize your different types of financial accounts. IRAs, Roths, they're really different. Learn why higher return does not require higher risk and how to maximize one while reducing exposure to the other. I suppose that might be some efficient frontier stuff, but that's a tease, right? When insurance type products are and are not suitable. All right, well, there you have it. It's exclusive and it's complimentary, even though I get these things every week or two. And there are, I'm sure, multiple outfits here doing them. All right, well, these things have to, I suppose, if I ran the numbers in a firm, and let's assume that they're not going to sell insurance products, they're going to put them under assets under management. If they get, I don't know, three clients out of this program, and it's $500,000, $1.5 million at 1%, that's $15,000 at 0.75, what is $10,000 a year, year in, year out. So they'll put out some money for this. Maybe they'll put out a grand or $2,000 or something with all the mailing and the prep and the dinners and all that. But if they get, even if they got just one client, I'm going to guess they make pretty decent money. But you start getting two, three, four, that's how these things pay for themselves. All right, well, there you go. Maybe you'll end up going to one of these things. But how is it not obvious how silly this is?
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.